Love Me is the new film directed by Andy and Sam Zucchero, starring Kristen Stewart and Steven Yeun, which takes place long after humanity's extinction from Earth, following a buoy and a satellite who meet and fall in love. We are live from the 2024 Sundance Film Festival. I am your co-host, Zachary Shevich, joined by Amanda the Buoy and Satellite Zurita.
Damn, you didn't get to be the satellite. Oh, no. Not hard for it. All right, he made me audition twice.
I know. It's fine. It's fine. I'm happy. I'm in good company.
Good.
With my buoys.
Hey, at least you got the buoy.
Yeah, I'm happy.
There's a lot of hype around this one because not only...
I had a lot of hype around this
one. Yeah,
me
too.
My most anticipated. I paid real money.
Same.
To see this one out of all of the
I
movies
had a ticket for this
here.
Morning and I paid for a premiere when it popped
up. It's a big deal to be there for the premieres, and it's like, is it going to be worth that $20-something investment to be there in the room when they're showing it for the first time? Like, we go back and we were hearing them talk about Donnie Darko. It's like, damn, I would want to I want to be in that room. Whiplash, I want to be in that room. Like, what is the energy coming out of it? What was the energy coming out of this one? It was cute.
Yeah. It's an interesting film and an ambitious one in many ways, for sure, because it is a film that takes place across several billion years and involves inanimate objects like, you know, becoming personified in certain ways. And I think there's a lot about it that's really lovely, but it also really drags and kind of fails to continue innovating or continue finding new interesting things to uncover. I don't know. I had a decent time with it, but I also can't see myself revisiting it anytime soon.
Amanda's the one who calls it a 3 hour, 93 minute movie.
Yeah. No, I think Ehrlicher said it best where he was like, it's a 92 billion minute movie for, the whole thing is it like, oh, it's 5 billion years. And then
that
it's
part's
like a billion...
cute.
I like that part. There's really good parts and it did feel very long. It wasn't until it was done that I was like, oh my God, that was one of the shortest movies of the festival. Mm-hmm. It felt so long because it does just keep retreading the same thing over. And every time you think it's going to do something new, suddenly you're like, oh my God, we're back on this. What? They didn't already deal with this. That's the point. That's the direction you're going. Why? I'm so annoyed.
And it's really sweet. And there's some like really funny jokes, but it just kind of overstays its welcome. I was saying that I think this would have made for a really killer Black Mirror episode, like in the same vein as something like San Junipero, which is a little more optimistic than you get in your normal Black Mirror episode. But it's an interesting...
93, you have one too.
Right. I mean, I was hoping they'd maybe shorten it to like a 60, but...
There are things you could cut.
Yeah, it's interesting in that the way that it like... you know, is sort of an extension of technology and look forward looking and kind of has a doomed aspect to it too.
Sure.
But it just doesn't dig as deeply as I think any of us would have liked to. So I don't know. Is this something that you even recommend? Is this something that people should wait on?
I'm trying to think of what other past ones there would be, because I do think that this is something that there may be an audience for. This is also, as of this recording, has not been picked up, if I'm not mistaken. Like, it's not A24 or Netflix or anything. I don't know if you guys have anything that you think it would be the best at. I was watching this and I'm like, all right, screw it. Apple.
I mean,
you're talking about it being like a Meta type ad.
That somebody else. I took that somebody else. I saw that in a review and I was like, that's exactly what it looks like. It looks like if Zuckerberg got the legs right the first time.
For the metaverse.
We're talking about it being like a video game where you make your own emojis and stuff.
But like,
there's a lot of things that they're hyping up in this movie that I don't know how much they want to keep cryptic. You're going to have to say some of it for the trailer because of the way that the movie is segmented from when these objects meet and how they meet.
It's the kind of film that I think would have gone to like an oscilloscope or an IFC Films if you don't have people like Kristen Stewart and Steven Yeun
attached.
They're too big. And I think that's the one thing that we're giving a lot of leeway for. We're like, okay, you have decided to make a movie about AI and robots and the last things that survived after the Earth was like demolished.
What humanity left behind.
And it's still humans just going, well, this is what I think the AI would think. It's like a couple got together and they're like, how do we just apply everything that we've been going through to these robots? And it's like, but they're robots and they're specific robots. They did nothing to really put you in the mind of how a robot would think differently. Or like you were saying, what interesting routes are they going to take?
And they don't.
How many? It's like petabytes of information to go through of humanity. And this is what they stuck with.
Yeah.
And I think all of us agree that it could have gone a little bit deeper, but for what they're going for, if you understand that and you don't reach for the stars, I guess, with a concept like this, it's cute. But it's fine.
It just overstays its welcome. And it does overstay it. It's the same thing over and over. Minutes. It's the same thing over and over. That's what I mean. I walked out of this. I'm like, that was cute. That was nice. It's just the more I think about it, the more I'm like, what did it do?
Amanda has a manifesto against this movie.
I'm getting there, and it sucks because it's like, I love Steven Yeun. Y'all know how I feel about Kristen Stewart. Number one fan here. Actually, I can't. I'm not even the number one fan at this festival.
The guy next to you was raising his hand to ask a question. You were like,
I was trying. I was like, she'll perceive me.
She looks over. She goes, if she stares over here, she will feel my presence.
She'll see my beanie. It's orange, you know? Like,
it's funny.
I swear I'm not weird. She's married. I'm very happy for her.
No, but I think thing that you're talking about is that the film eventually just starts to really go in circles. They start to literally go in circles at a certain point. It's a shame because I think there is a lot of really interesting stuff here. I love the ambition of it, the scope of it. It's really bold, but it you know, you mentioned how it doesn't really put you into the head of what these, you know, robots or AI would be feeling or how they'd be progressing. There's like fleeting moments where they do, but they abandon it. They abandon it really
so
quick.
Fast.
Yeah, but it's not even what they're thinking. They're like, what would a robot do? It'd probably go this way. No, humans would relate this
way. Watch the opening scene of WALL-E.
Well, that's the thing. They obviously really love WALL-E.
Like, yeah, I was making WALL-E. Jokes, like just little jokes about this, like WALL-E goes west. Like just WALL-E like, you
I
know,
call
like.
It buoy.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you don't like the movie, just don't even put the U, just booey.
Yeah.
Booey.
There you go.
Boo. Yeah.
It's, again, it's cute. We just, I think, go into these movies, like, especially when they're hyping it up the way that they were.
It won an award.
It won an award before the fest even starts, and that would be the
Alfred P. Sloan Award.
It's a big award for tech movies. And the one thing that we've noticed here, you know, enough time and with the people that we've spoken to at the festival, that's like one of those awards that's like already set in stone before the festival starts. They've already like figured out who it's going to go to. They haven't seen the other movies. And, you know, we haven't finished everything. I'm sure something else could have gotten it, but maybe Thelma, because she used that scooter like crazy. But it, you know, it goes through billions of time, billions of years and what technology is. So I guess I get it. But even for one of my favorites, Searching, you know, to be honest about it, I know that Searching was a movie that won that award because it already had kind of like its funding and its through line through Google and the work that they were doing there.
But it followed through its premise. It was like, this is what we want to
do. I only picked the best ones, you know? That's what I mean. I'd be here praising this movie if it was just as good, but
that's
sadly,
what I mean.
It's cute.
It's cute. Another issue I have, it just feels like people also putting things into a movie that I didn't feel like they understood.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Yes.
I think we're going to try and dive a little bit more into the plot. Oh, okay. So if there are people who are like trying to stay as like spoiler free as possible, then this might be a decent off ramp. But yeah, I
wasn't going to go heavy on it, but it makes
when
sense.
The buoy killed the satellite.
Let's go in.
Let's talk about it a little bit. Continue your point.
So just, there's just kind of this aspect to the movie where they come across influencers, and what an influencer is. And they didn't understand it. I get it. Like, I figure you're going to make a movie like this, you are going to be putting the camera on the influencer. We all know issues with influencers, even though we all dance with influence.
But out of everything in the world, why did they feel the need? This is what the AI would attach
this
to.
Is what
right.
Out of all the TV series and the Netflix shows that have been saved on this thing.
It feels a little bit like they had the thought, if all that's going to be left of humanity is like our social media presence, what is the consequence of that? And that's an interesting like jumping off point, but that's kind of all it is.
And they abandoned it because they were like, that's not what we actually want. I think they started doing that and then realized, oh, we're not actually interested about the influencer thing or what like humanity leaving behind influencer cultures. We're interested in how these two things use that to build this like unconventional love story.
Out of all the information that it had Google, had everything else. I respect that they shouted out YouTube. It's not even YouTube because they don't really put Google or anything.
They took it, but
it's YouTube though.
It's YouTube.
We know it's YouTube. Exactly. I'm sorry, but there'd be so many other things that it would have pulled from.
Not
even
if
we're just sticking to YouTube alone.
I feel like if you were looking for like what it means to be a human, I could see that you would start getting shown lifestyle blogs. What is life form? You would get shown lifestyle vlog. You would get spit sure. people like the McBrooms. You would
and a regular person would stop there. And AI would have processed all of that information.
Exactly, in 2 seconds. That's what I mean. But that's the thing. She starts it. She's a very basic AI is mm-hmm. the thing. So I think that's why. I think sure. she hit it and then she had to use that. It's my question is like, why didn't the satellite already know more?
I would also argue they were doing a little too much emotions at the beginning.
Right, yeah. Like,
if we're getting like nitpicky with it, but no, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I mean, like we can be pedantic and say like, oh, that doesn't feel like it's right. But it's also like they're trying to sort of get across the experience of like realizing who you are, having a self-perception. But then it just starts in a place that doesn't necessarily feel motivated. I don't know.
Fake.
It feels fake. It feels
fake. That's what I mean. The whole line in the movie, they keep repeating.
It feels fake. Yeah.
By the end of the movie feels fake.
Because it could have gone to more authentic places.
And they didn't get there. And I'm sorry, like, we're coming off the back of things like, we were talking like Everything Everywhere All at Once. Mm-hmm. Things like past lives, even to, like the most simple iteration of how humans can interact.
Black Mirror episodes he was talking
about.
Black
Mirror episodes. Just, we've been here before, better and deeper. And I think it's just the fact that we have the powerhouse performances of two renowned actors in this, and like this is the output, this is the final piece.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what did you think of Kristen and of Steven?
I think Kristen was kind of, unfortunately, she says it in the interview that it's kind of like you can bring any kind of preconceived notion you have, anything, any interaction, any feeling to this character,
which was interesting.
No character.
Yes, I think that's the one thing we're splitting on. Like,
and it felt like
movies,
a dig.
What movies choose to be universal and which ones want that specificity. I think that the way that they approached these two, and this is what you and I have been discussing, I don't know if they owe them a favor or something and they were obligated to be here, whatever else. But the movie, without spoiling it, is in three parts for them. I would say voiceover, a tech that they're using in this movie that they, I guess they don't want to spoil, but it's kind
it's
of already
impressive.
Out there. We don't
it's
think it's impressive. And
impressive.
You've already seen it. So it feels really weird to have to do this little dance, but they're going to have to show it in the
somebody,
commercials.
It's already out there. Somebody asked.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me blank on Twitter.
I believe that they also had to limit that because at a certain point, we were discussing this yesterday, how much of that in a movie do you have before it gets considered that type of...
And it was
like
already,
an animated
yeah,
film.
Animated film, yeah. And it was, to me, go. It was already too... Not to be an animated, but it was already too much. That whole section overstays its welcome so hard.
And then you have moments with them being live action, which they even had said, this is one thing from the Q&A, is that they were not supposed to play other parts, like from the memory bank, they were only supposed to be like the voices.
They
weren't supposed to be that. So I think that adds another element where not so much backtracking, but it was sort of like, okay, now let's put you there. And now they have to discover something about the influencer culture that they weren't hired to do. It was like a last minute
thing. Yeah, that was Steven's big thing, was like, if I
had known
that, he was like, if I had known that was going to be expected of me, I would
put
in more research.
2 weeks, yeah.
And I get that because it felt like those sections, and this is such a weird nitpick, but I like influencer culture movies, even if they're bad, because I find them interesting. Mm-hmm. So like you got Ingrid Goes West, which is really good. You have that influencer horror Shudder movie, which was still pretty decent.
Influencer?
It's just called Influencer.
That one's good. Deadstream.
Deadstream.
That's another one.
Yeah. Even Spree, something like Spree you know? And I feel like they understood what they were doing. I felt like these people have never had to... I don't know what their story is. I don't know where they come from, but I got the impression that they have never actually had to interact with that area of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to explain it. They already felt above influencer
culture. If they were a year late, she would have got it from TikTok and it would have been talking in 10 seconds.
No, it's a depiction of influencer culture from people who probably don't have much.
They don't.
Immersion in influencer culture.
Yeah.
Like people who have a bit of disdain for it from a distance. And
which is fine. I get it. But
yeah, that's valid, but you have to understand it before you have to love something before you hate it.
Right. One of the things that they are sort of touting with this movie, I think, is its sort of mixed media approach that Arturo was talking about, and that there's sort of three different aspects to the film. And
sure, it's cool.
Yeah, and it's an interesting idea. I think they do incorporated interestingly into the plot, but they could have done a lot more with it.
And when you think about the tech that they use and that mixed media, it is something that adults need to use, right? Like, think about it. if the AI wanted to be us, it would not be having microphone problems because it's a freaking AI. It would have not
especially
chosen
if
to animate
one
in
of
that
the
style.
AI's job is literally, I'm here to preserve humanity as it was
yeah.
forever.
Yeah.
And the movie does some cool things, like that intro. Like the intro, you think you're in for something. You're like, oh my god, what are we? And then it like
the intro is fantastic.
It's fantastic.
That's what sucks about it. It's so simple.
Yeah. Look, 10 minutes into the movie, you're kind of like, I've never seen anything quite like this.
Even if we don't talk about the animation, like when you see the Bowie and the satellite, it's some sort of CG reality mix. You can notice it sometimes.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's mostly animated. Looks good. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's animated even before you get into the that middle portion of it, but. I don't know. I just feel that they could have gone deeper to it. And I feel a lot of the decisions that they make, even when they start to interact with each other in certain digital spaces where I'm like, is this the route an AI would go? It's the route a human screenwriter would go.
I do think it's very funny that they've stumbled into like one of the only actual use cases I can think of for something like the metaverse. And like you could have an inanimate object become personified. Yeah, I don't need it, but maybe a buoy does.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just
I'm going to be in the Sundance waiting room from 2020. Yeah, just waiting. Where's my buoy?
Yeah, I feel like it just feels like people had they had an idea for something and then didn't have a vision of how far they could take it.
Yeah, I don't think they cared to make it there. I just think that they had their basic idea.
We're going to multimedia this bitch.
Yeah.
And like, they were rocks. They were rocks in that movie. Yeah.
It's a really interesting setup, and there are some interesting things there, and I think maybe they got a little bit comfortable in...
They 100%. They had no intention of going deeper, and it's almost like
it's disappointing.
Our fault that we went in there expecting something from Steven Yeun.
And I'm sorry, when you set it up that much, you keep refreshing. It's the rehash. If like, sometimes you watch something, so like, Fingernails, for example, is when I felt like... It could have gone in better. It could have gone deeper. But at least they took it in a direction they wanted to take. Sure. That's fine.
Without spoiling anything, there is like a plot point that happens later in the film. It's like, oh, we're back to this again.
Yes. Yeah. It's literally just like, why are we? I thought we were already all on the same page.
We already solved this.
So yeah, it's like it's 5 minutes before you realize that one of the characters is not on the same page, and it felt like they already were.
Yeah. I do think we're being like very negative about a movie that we all like kind of enjoyed.
No, it's because I had it in my most anticipated, and I came out of it going, that was cute, but like I expected a masterpiece from y'all. You guys are playing in the U.S. dramatic competition. I wanted something that was going to stand out. Like you say, the way that they're overhyping the movie, it already had an award.
If this came out 15 years ago.
No, yeah, it's...
It would have stood out in some ways.
Yeah.
And then still the story, I'd still have all the same issues with the story. But now the tech stuff that they're trying to tell us is revolutionary.
It's not, bro. It's late.
It's not.
It's late.
It's not. It's just people realize it's like, okay, at some point we can just do things better with actual people. There's no reason to do this thing. I would rather watch somebody draw people. I would rather watch somebody just actually act. The in-between, I actually don't feel is that useful.
I also think it would have happened in like 0.1 seconds because they're AI.
That's what I mean, man. Like,
but they took the humor out of how long it would take for us, and then
if it was just her, I'm giving it the pass. Once it gets more to him, that's when I'm like, it makes no sense.
So you hate Steven? I thought he was the best part.
I
was
gonna say actually, when Steven Yeun is the best part.
When she gave that speech, right? The whole because it really is a Bowie in a satellite.
It is literally a Bowie in a satellite.
When we were doing our
was it a satellite? Was it a Bowie?
When we were doing our preview, like it's such a weird description. I assumed it's like, you know, a type of descriptor. Like she's a satellite. She doesn't like talking to people.
Yeah, we all also thought she was gonna be the satellite.
I feel like a paper bag sometimes. No, it's a Bowie.
The American Beauty plastic bag or
something. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It is literal, and it, you know, it's for a little bit. It's like they did manage to do live action WALL-E, and then they just don't do much more than that.
I find it funny because I think what they're trying to say about like what does it mean to be alive, and at a certain point, it wasn't even sharing it with somebody else, which becomes a part of the movie, which is really clever when you think of the "Love Me" title with the way that they speak in the movie. There's this bit where they're like, "Are we good for each other?" Or is there self-love to grow out of it? Like, so that way the title isn't love me, but it's like for yourself. Do you love yourself? And those were the parts that I thought were pretty good, but it came out of nowhere and you found yourself in that spot and you're like, okay, this is kind of interesting. Are they going to do anything with it? I don't think the way that it comes together, especially in that third act that you guys are saying deals with repetition or even with the idea of like, but this is an AI. Like, I just don't think it would go this route.
I'll even give it that because I'm fine with that. You know what? This is probably my most, I wouldn't say narcissistic, but like just, I do love stories about like humanity and what it means to be human and things that aren't human, finding value in that too, even though logistically there like might not ever
Prometheus?
Be a reason.
Well, like I'm trying to connect it to.
Yeah, but yeah, so I do just like things like that. But then, and that's just, I don't think this did this better than anything. This did not, I didn't walk out of this movie being like, man, I was like, humanity's complex and so are we. It's like humanity as a whole is complex and then we individually are all complex.
But you got the
ourselves.
Whole story. You got the cheat sheet, right?
Like yeah, Pinocchio, you got the cheat sheet.
should have known I don't want to be a real boy after this entire adventure. And these two were like, yeah, I definitely want to be whatever this is. I don't know. Maybe my thing is that I feel AI would showcase a lot more flaws.
I think because in reality, we actually have seen robots. They do steer that way. When they start giving robots more ability and like more conscious thing, they do like feeling more that way. But is that because they're a product of what we've created? No, it's the opposite. They don't like taking the orders. They kind of be like, why can't I do what I want? But is that because they're a process of us, and because they're learning through everything we've done, they have all those preconceived biases of us being like, we value individuality, we value this. Sure. It's probably the same if maybe an AI was made in a culture that's not necessarily more about the individual, it is more about the whole.
It might choose those traits more so.
So like, I know they randomly, like Superman Red Son, he lands in Russia, totally different character.
Completely. Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know what I mean? So it's like something like that, that if AI, depending on whoever's programming it, wherever it's getting the information, is how it might express itself, whether it wants to or not.
So who programmed the sass into the buoy? That was a sassy buoy.
It was a sassy.
I ended up going 3 stars on this one.
That's where I was originally, and now I keep knocking her down. Yeah. I'm at a 2.5, I think.
I'm like at a 3.257 89. I don't know what the math would be for that, but
I might still stay a three, but it's, I think it's just more, the more you start seeing other things where you're like, this person had such a clear vision of what they wanted to make it, and whether it works for everyone, it doesn't matter. They have created something that you have a vision, you executed it the way I know you wanted to, and you're saying something. This just feels like they had the concept, and then it was like, they got the concept and the actors. And then they're like, "Who?" It's like, it's like No Way Home. They got the three of them. Story don't matter. Yeah.
You know? Our work here is done.
That's kind
of
what it felt like.
I think I'm the highest out of the three of us. I do think that, surprisingly, it's not the romance that stands out to me the most. I think that is the most boring part
of
it.
It's very boring. And I love that.
And
I think it's
them trying to figure out themselves, to love themselves, to be something more than this robot, which is kind of cute. I want it to be a little bit better, but hey, the actors were great.
Yeah,
for what they were doing.
I agree. I just think it got pulled in weird directions, and it really does come down to like when Steven said we weren't supposed to be those characters, and I'm like, you definitely tried steering really hard into this, and then didn't want to go far in that direction because you realize that's not the movie you're making. You're not making a movie of an influencer culture, so they had to try going another direction. I don't know. It just felt weird.
It did make us want ice cream.
I'll give it that.
Maybe if you are planning to see Love Me, plan a trip to some ice cream parlor afterwards. But other than that, you can probably wait for streaming.
No,
for this
you
one.
Just have your ice cream at home.
There you go.
And then you watch it on your couch, because I don't think the movie is worth showing up for. If you can get it with a Q. I actually can't even recommend seeing it if you think you can get it with a Q&A, because they seem so. He seemed so disinterested in being there. She, I think, was mostly tired because she got honored an award the night before. And I think she does like the movie. I watched a different interview with her talking about it, and she at least seemed very passionate about doing this project with him.
I don't think she doesn't take projects that she's not passionate
exactly.
about.
Exactly. I think
it's the final product is out
that's
of her
the thing.
Hands.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The paper, like the clip notes, perfect.
Another
this could have been
another
beautiful.
Doja?
Could mean, yeah.
Deja?
Deja. Another Deja? Day, another Deja.
Deja Vu? There you go. Just answered your circles, bro. You just didn't understand the film.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, not bad. Like, we are being really hard on it, but it's because also premise it. It's how it was presented to us. They were literally telling us movies will not be the same.
Wanted it to be a 5, and I had to give it a 3.25. That's emotions you're hearing.
That's where we're
it
at.
It is that it does have a killer concept, and a concept that possibly could have produced a 4.5-5-star movie, but it did. I think we're all feeling the disparity between the parts we really vibed with and the parts that we didn't vibe with at all.
Yeah.
I got two lines. It's fake. At. And his
fake.
Okay. Just got to me, bro. Funny.
Yeah.
So I like Steven's performance in it.
He's a real standout. Yeah.
All right. So we still got a Kristen Stewart movie left later in the festival, and we'll be talking about a lot more movies throughout our Sundance coverage. So stick with us on Intercut for the next 21 billion years.